Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are here at the 2024 World Indoor Championships in Glasgow, Scotland. My name is Anderson Emerald. You might have seen me a couple places before, whether it's the New Balance Indoor Grand Prix in Boston, the Millrose Games in New York City, but we are here in Glasgow for the entire weekend, bringing you coverage, bringing you all the great interviews, bringing you all the great content that you want to see from some of these amazing athletes who are going to be competing here on the track. Now, I'm actually kind of surprised at how many athletes are actually going to be competing indoors, considering 2024 is an Olympic year. Athletes are preparing for Paris, but we have top names like Noah Lyles, Christian Coleman, Femke Bol, Carsten Warholm. A lot of athletes are going to be taken to the track this weekend in Glasgow to try and put down some amazing performances along the way towards a potential gold medal. So I want to highlight five matchups that I think are really going to be setting the stage for what's going to be going down this weekend. And we, of course, have to start off with that men's 60 meter dash. This is going to be a head-to-head between Noah Lyles and Christian Coleman. Both of them have been going at it for many, many years, but Christian Coleman has been getting the best of Noah Lyles since about 2018. He has won every single one of their head-to-heads, but their most recent one we just saw at the USA Championships, Noah Lyles got the win, his first time ever beating out Christian Coleman in the 60 meters, running a world lead of 6.43 seconds, world lead, personal best, all those different accolades, and setting himself up really well going into these World Indoor Championships. Noah Lyles is kind of running on like cloud nine at this point, considering the progress that he's been making in the 60 meter dash, considering the wins he's been getting, considering how many times he's been putting down fast marks. But don't forget about Christian Coleman. He's a 2018 World Indoor Champion. He's a 2022 World Indoor Silver Medalist. He's a world record holder at 6.34 seconds. Don't sleep on what Christian Coleman is capable of. Just because he lost to Noah Lyles at USA Indoors doesn't mean that he can't come and actually win the gold medal here. So this is going to be a really good head-to-head, and I think this is a really good matchup for the sport. You're talking about the world record holder in the 60 meters. You're talking about the world outdoor champion in the 100 meter dash. Both of them going head-to-head, both of them setting themselves up well as we look towards Paris this year. I'm really excited to see how both of them put down on the track and what's going to come out. Could we see somebody run under 6.4 seconds? Who knows? But really looking forward to it. That's my first matchup. Let's move over and talk about the next one. All right, so next up, we have to talk about the men's 3,000 meters, where this is low-key a four-way matchup between Getnet Wale, Selemon Barega, Josh Kerr, as well as Yared Nuguse. All four of them are going for the gold medal in this 3,000 meters indoors, and all four of them have a very good case. First on the Ethiopians, Wale as well as Barega, they're number 4 and 5 all-time indoors in the 3,000, but then Josh Kerr, just at the Millrose Games, we saw him break the world record in the 2 mile. But then Yared Nuguse, we also just saw him dominate the mile indoors as well. So all four of them have a very good case for the gold medal. Someone like Josh Kerr, he just entered the meet, right? He announced that he was going to be competing not too long ago. He could have something up his sleeve, considering he's not only coming off the world record, he said he's going to be competing and could be kind of in for a surprise to really put something together. Yared Nuguse, kind of like the quiet killer. He's always so humble, but he's always so dangerous. Again, coming off an amazing mile at the Millrose Games, coming off, of course, a win at the USA Indoor Championships, he is very much wants to set the tone for what's going to be happening outdoors. But I'm excited to see how this men's 3000 plays out, and of course the implications that it's going to have as we go into outdoor season and we start to add a lot of different guys into the 5Ks, into the 1500s. All these guys are going to be, you know, stacking things up, and this is going to be setting the tone for it. So let's jump over to the next event. All right, so I know I just said that there's four guys who are all going for gold in the 3000, but on the women's side, you have five women who are very much in contention in the conversation. Gudaf Sagai, Lenlen Hailu, both representing for Ethiopia, Laura Muir from Great Britain. You also have Ellie St. Perrier from the United States and Jessica Hull from Australia. So everyone across the globe is really going for a gold medal here. Now, I know it's probably easy to say that Gudaf Sagai is way, way far ahead from the rest of the field. Low key, you can argue she might be in contention for the world record, but we're going to see she's going to have some good competition. Ellie St. Perrier and Jessica Hull have been duking it out for the past couple weeks in some really great races. Ellie St. Perrier is back and better than ever. She gave birth to her child last year. She is now back on the track, setting personal best, running some of the fastest times in the world. And I think she is very much in contention for potentially not only a potential medal, but maybe even the gold if things go her way. But Jessica Hull has been duking it out with Ellie St. Perrier throughout the entire indoor season. And she is no slouch, setting Australian records back to back to back. She is definitely going to be going for some really big performances here. And then Laura Muir, you can never forget about Laura Muir. We saw her at the Millrose Games where she kind of dominated that race. I think Laura Muir, she's been a mainstay over the past couple years, and I like where she is going right now. And then you have Lim Lim Hailu. Now, Hailu hasn't run a 3,000 meters indoors this year. She doesn't have a mark, but I do think that she's very much in contention. She's run 8:29 previously, and she is in the conversation as one of the best in this field. So all five of these women, very much in contention. Look out for all of them to be, again, going head to head and fighting it out for the top three spots in Glasgow. Last one, let's talk about it. All right, last event that I wanted to talk about is that women's 60 meter dash. We're going to be seeing Julian Alfred going up against Aaliyah Hobbs. And this is the first time that both of them have ever competed together in a 60 meter dash. This is actually one of the biggest head to heads that I think might be getting a little bit overlooked right now. Both Aaliyah Hobbs and Julian Alfred have personal bests of 6.94 seconds, which they both ran in 2023. Now coming into 2024, both of them are super consistent. Julian Alfred, of course, leads the world at 6.99 seconds, but Aaliyah Hobbs, don't forget that Aaliyah Hobbs is the American record holder. Don't forget that she has been one of the most dominant Americans over the past couple years. And considering that she is now getting her first shot at an indoor championship title, listen, Aaliyah Hobbs is going to be running on all cylinders. But Julian Alfred is going to be a problem. Alfred is super consistent at the 60 meter dash. I think she might be undefeated for the past couple years when we're talking about the 60. So we're going to see how things play out there. And again, don't forget their personal best, 6.94 seconds. That's not too far off the world record of 6.92. Could we see another world record go down? I mean, 2024 has been the year of world records. I don't see why we can't see one here in Glasgow in this women's 60 meter dash. Another huge head-to-head that I'm very much looking forward to. And this is another one that's going to have some huge implications as we look forward to the Olympic season outdoors in the 100 meter dash. But let's talk about the last couple events where we have some notable athletes who might be on pace to dominate in their events. But let's talk about it. All right, so to close things out, I want to talk about six athletes who are going to be competing here in Glasgow and might put on some fireworks on the track and in the field, and you should definitely keep an eye out for. First off, Carsten Warholm from Norway. He's going to be running the 400 meter dash here. I think this is his first appearance at the World Indoor Championships. We've seen him run the European Indoor Championships in the 400, and he's been running very, very well there, but he's opening up his season, World Indoor Championships. We already know what he does in the hurdles outdoors, and we're definitely looking forward to seeing him put some fireworks outdoors there with Rye Benjamin and everyone else as well. But Warholm could throw down an amazing performance. We just saw a world record in the 400 indoors at SEC Champs. Could Warholm use that as motivation? I don't know. Don't sleep on what Warholm does. Now, on the women's side in the 400, Femke Bol. Femke Bol, world indoor record holder in the 400. She previously had the record and she just broke it not too long ago, 49.24 seconds. She is very much the favorite for the gold medal in the 400 here. 2 years ago in 2022, Femke Bol got the silver medal behind Shauna Miller-Weibo, but again, Femke Bol has significantly stepped things up. And Femke Bol, I think she has almost a full second ahead of the rest of the field. So look out for what she's going to be doing, very much on world record pace. Additionally, in the hurdles, this has been world record season for the hurdles. First off, Grant Holloway broke his own world indoor record running 7.27 seconds at the USA Indoor Championships. He didn't even run the final because he had the wild card to come compete here at the World Indoor Championships. So I think he's very much on pace to potentially break his world indoor record again, to get another gold medal again, and to cement himself as, if not already, one of the greatest 60 meter hurdlers in history indoors. So we're gonna see what Grant Holloway does. But then also Devin Charlton, she broke the world record at the Millrose Games. We saw her get super emotional, breaking the 16-year-old record that was set back in 2008. But now she's gonna be coming here. Unfortunately, we didn't see Tia Jones. Tia Jones, you know, is not gonna be competing despite also breaking the world record at USA indoors. So Devin Charlton, this is gonna be a big show for her. She also just ran 7.68 seconds, which was the previous world record before she broke it. So we're going to see Devin Charlton setting up for some huge fireworks on the track here. But on the field, we have to talk about Mondo Duplantis. Anytime that Mondo competes, he is always on world record watch. He has the indoor, he has the outdoor, he has all the top performances in the history of the pole vault. I'm very much looking forward to seeing what Mondo Duplantis is going to be able to do. And again, continue on that amazing legacy that he's cementing for himself in the men's pole vault. Finally, the men's shot put. This is going to be an exciting event because we have Ryan Krauser. He is the world record holder, both indoors and out. We've seen him really dominating since 2016 or so, and he has not been slowing up. He's already thrown super far this year. I think he almost broke the world record indoors in the shot put already. I think he very much do it here in Glasgow. So we're going to see how that plays out, but That's the preview. We're really looking forward to some of the amazing events between the head-to-heads across the board in the sprints, the hurdles, the distance, the jumps, but then also some of those top athletes who are on world record watch. So be sure to tune into Sidious Mag. Let us know what are some of your favorite performances that you're looking forward to at these 2024 World Indoor Championships here in Glasgow. And follow us between YouTube, between Twitter, Instagram, Threads, all across the board. We're going to have the coverage coming. Make sure you tune in, and thanks for watching, y'all.